It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
John, Anna, and friends, and we do have friends in from the community today. From Lone Star Legal Aid, we've got Amber and we've got King. And
good morning.
Tell us your positions. What do you do at Lone Star Legal Aid?
I'm King, and I'm a staff attorney.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amber. I'm the assistant to the managing attorney.
All right. So it's good to have you ladies in. First off, for people that may not know, Lone Star Legal Aid, they're going, okay, I think I might know, but maybe right. I don't know. What is it all about?
We are a nonprofit law firm. We help low-income Texans and Arkansans with any civil legal problems they may have.
In Texas, that covers a lot of counties.
We have 72 counties in Texas. Bowie and Cass County are covered by our Texarkana office. For Arkansas, we have Miller County, Lafayette County, Little River County, and Hempstead County.
All right, so the county's kind of associated next to Miller County.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the kind of cases that you look at or take.
Examples of civil.
Yeah, example is a civil. It's not criminal.
No, nothing criminal is handled.
But civil-type situation.
We handle family law. We take on consumer-type issues. We help advise people on public benefits, such as food stamps or Social Security matters. We also talk to people about wills, estate planning type issues, other law involving children,
right.
Interests of children.
Right.
It might be educational law, things of that nature that are not criminal.
Right. That's a big spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a huge. Civil covers a lot. Tell us a little bit about how things have changed, what's going on with the COVID-19. I know that your office isn't wide open right now, but tell us how that has changed things.
Yeah, how you evolved.
Our physical office is closed. We are located on Richmond Road right now. We're don't know exactly when we might be open physically yet. However, we are still taking applications every day. You can call in and do an application over the telephone, or you can visit our website and do an application online there as well. So we are still practicing law. We're still representing clients, giving advice every day. So if you feel like you have a problem we can help you with, best way to get in touch with us is just to call or go online and do that application. We'll see what we can do for you.
All right. Obviously, this is not for everybody, but tell us what the qualifications are with the financial situation. Where's the line at?
Lone Star Legal Aid uses the federal poverty guidelines. If a person who is 125% or below the federal poverty guidelines, that's the baseline for financial eligibility.
All right.
But submit an application and you can verify.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes you're close or it's questionable or you're trying to figure out exactly.
So many dependents that draws you down.
True.
Right, absolutely. If you have any legal questions and you need help, make an application and we can advise you on your eligibility.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends from Lone Star Legal Aid. Amber and King are here talking about Lone Star Legal Aid and how, that you can get some help. And it's a wide range of things, as we've been talking about. If you're getting sued for some reason and you need help, and this happens. It happens sometimes.
Absolutely.
And you guys are a good place to turn. Now, once again, what do they need to do as far as getting that whole application process
going? Yeah, that initial step forward.
Since you're not open as far as coming into the office, really.
The best way to get in touch with us usually is by telephone.
Uh-huh.
You can call us at 903-793-7661, or you may visit our website at lonestarlegal.org. There is a tab at the right hand side there at the top that says Get Help. That will take you to an online application, gather some information,
mm-hmm.
and then someone will contact you shortly.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
so you've made it available 24/7.
There needs to be a correction. Our web address is lonestarlegal.blog.
I'll have a link on the website.
You will?
I promise.
Oh, okay.
I'll make sure it's the right link. I'll even verify it.
This is good because, anybody that's had to be involved with hiring lawyers knows that and getting into the court process knows that legal fees, they add up in a hurry.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just a mountain that, otherwise you wouldn't even try to climb. It's just like,
sometimes you just walk away.
Yeah,
from
I give up.
It can be, yes, it can be very scary to be served with a lawsuit. I mean, lots of people don't know they're coming.
Right.
Currently, right now, our major issue, just due to COVID and other things is evictions.
Right.
Yeah.
People have not been able to pay their rent. Yeah. They've not been able to get caught up on their utilities and things of that nature. And so we just want to encourage people, if you are served with something and you don't understand it, please give us a call, because we may be able to help you understand the documents, may be able to help you in court. I know we've had several people who've had their utilities turned off in an effort to push them out of their homes.
Oh, like the landlord turns it off?
Correct. Oh, I don't think we've been trying to help go to court and get those electricities restored, get the utilities restored for them. You know, there are things that have to happen in these procedures, and some landlords, some tenants, they don't know these procedures.
Right.
So that's what we're here for.
That's not nice.
Well, it is I think saying it's a complicated situation we're in right now is putting it mildly.
Mildly, yes.
I understand both sides, and I understand, but it is a tough time. I wish that there was more that this is my opinion. I wish there was more that the government could do right now. They waste so much on trivial stuff. I wish there was more they could do right now to help people
with
in situations like that, because you know, this is unique. The economic shutdown was government caused, because they said let's shut down. And so I wish they could do more.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
And food, like that, shelter,
to help people
water.
In need, that in a situation like this, where it's nothing that people can do about it sometimes. You know, it's different from any other situation we've been in, as far as we're shutting everything down.
Yes.
And you're coming along whether you want to or not.
Right.
And so, yeah. But I'm glad you guys are there to help out. I don't know whether you... Did you tell these ladies?
Nope.
Oh, my
goodness. We get to play a game.
You get to play a game. Most everybody that comes in has to play a game. And we've deemed that you have to play a game. 103.9985 MyPickRadio.com. MyPick Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. Our friends from the community today are Lone Star Legal Aid. King and Amber are here. And they've been talking about all the things that the legal aid will help you out with in your time of stress and need, which when you're talking about legal, that means stress, no doubt about it. All right, we are going to play a game this morning. And I have to remind Anna, so I'll remind you, ladies, don't look at the screen, because that's cheating. So don't cheat. This game is called Match the Mouth. And what it is I will give you a quote from a notable person. Usually it's like a TV star, a movie star, politician.
And we get to figure out of the four
which one actually said it, okay? And you guess which one said it. Okay, here we go. Quote, I had my years of struggling. Some of my shows failed miserably, and I was upset by it, and it dented my confidence. But I never stopped. I kept going for it. Did Jimmy Kimmel say that? Ryan Seacrest, Regis Philbin, Ellen DeGeneres, or Jerry Seinfeld? Which one of those stars do you think said that quote?
I would go with... Who was the last one you said?
I don't remember the last one. I said Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen
Jerry
DeGeneres,
Seinfeld.
Regis,
That's my guess.
Ryan...
Y'all take
Jimmy.
Your own guess.
What do you
I'll
think?
I'll say Ellen DeGeneres.
All right. What do you say, Amber?
I have to be different. I'll say Regis.
Well, guess what, Amber? You are different, and you are right.
Yay!
Very good. Regis Philbin, who unfortunately just passed away, said that. All right. Number two. Quote, no matter what happens in life, be good to people.
Okay.
Being good to people is a wonderful legacy to leave behind. Did Meghan Markle say that? Of course, she's married Prince, whoever. Olivia de Havilland, didn't she just pass away?
Yes.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey, Taylor Swift, or Demi Lovato?
Sounds like they would all say that, so that makes it trickier.
Be good to people. You know, that's the main thing about it. No matter what happens, be good to people. Who said that? Meghan Markle, Olivia de Havilland, Oprah Winfrey, Taylor Swift, or Demi Lovato?
I don't think Demi. I'm going to go with Taylor.
I'm going to go with Oprah.
All right, we got Oprah and we got Taylor. And what do you say, Amber?
I'm going to have to go with Oprah as well.
All right, let's see. Unfortunately, Anna was right.
I have control over Facebook. You know that,
oh,
right?
Okay, all right. And here's the final one. Quote, I come from a very non-accepting family, but I'm very accepting.
Oh.
Okay. Did Taylor Swift say that?
Mm-mm.
Emma Watson?
Mm-mm.
Katy Perry? Emma Stone? Or Prince Harry?
Well, not Prince Harry.
I'm going to guess it's Katy Perry.
All right, you say Katy Perry.
She kissed a girl and she liked it.
Liked it,
I'm going to go with Katy Perry as well.
So I third that.
Okay, it's unanimous. It's Katy Perry. Let's see if you're right. I'm going to go back because I don't even remember. It is Katy Perry.
We're winners.
Y'all did quite well.
We're winners. But
you win. You pass. You won on the Match the Mouth. Very good. Once again, tell them how they can get a hold of legal aid and get the application process begun.
You can contact us here locally at 903-793-7661. And you can contact us online on our website, LoneStarLegal.blog.
All right. And any parting thing you want to leave with the folks out there listening today? I'm giving you a wide open mic here.
Just call and see if you're eligible for our services. We might be able to help you.
All right. They would love to help you out. Thanks, ladies, for coming in and spending a little bit of your morning with us.
Thanks for having us.
Make sure you come back.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.